woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now, here's your host for today's show.
Hello, and welcome to the Infinite Possibilities Radio Broadcast. I am Babette Cobble, CEO and founding advisor of Every Woman Can Be, and owner of Coach Babette, your source for coaching, consulting, and counseling. Thank you for tuning in to our first Infinite Possibilities Radio Broadcast. This show is designed to educate you, the listener, on various topics that matter to women on both a personal and professional level. We are going to enjoy the next 30 minutes together, learning about the secret energy of your mindset. Joining me on today's broadcast is my guest, Meg Alexander. Meg is a belief repatterning apprentice practitioner. Her company is Mariposa Transformations, and I am excited to have her joining us today to share her knowledge on the secret energy of your mindset. Welcome, Meg. It's great to have you on the show with us.
Hi, Babette. Thank you so much for having me as your guest on today's show.
It's our pleasure, Meg. Please share with us a little bit about yourself and how you became a belief repatterning apprentice practitioner.
Well, I'll just say first that that's quite a mouthful. I actually I explain it that I'm a mindset coach, but my background is actually I'm a corporate escapee and entrepreneur, and I got really interested in how my mindset was affecting my business, and that's when I started studying belief repatterning. And one thing led to another, and I kind of found my calling in terms of helping people shift their mindset so they can get to where they really want to be.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you, Meg. Now that our listeners know a little bit about you, let's dive right into our subject today. Can you explain a little bit more about the belief repatterning technique and how it works?
Sure. First, I'll start by saying, if you've heard of this, you're probably in the very small minority. It's actually a technique that was developed in Canada by Suze Casey, who has a master's in teaching and has an educational background. But where it came from, and this is where most of us are, is we know how important it is to think positively, but let's face it, none of us want to be constantly monitoring our thoughts. It sounds like a lot of work. And to be honest, none of us wants to be seen as a Pollyanna, saying that everything's great when maybe things aren't so great right now. So it's based in how your mind works, and it's a six-stage technique to kind of bridge you from where you are to where you want to be in an easy way instead of, you know, the typical affirmations that most people are familiar with is you keep saying a statement until you believe it. But sometimes you can have a lot of challenges when your mind keeps telling you that's not true, and that's where you start hearing a lot of your inner critic. And this really works to build up your inner coach so that you can get to where you want to go.
Sounds very interesting, and my goodness, we all deal with that. It's like nobody's life is happy and perfect all the time, so that makes perfectly good sense. Can you share anything else about the repatterning technique, Meg?
Yes, actually, it's a really simple technique. You can learn it. When I got curious about it, I learned about it by reading the book. But you can also work with a practitioner, which is kind of the difference between walking to a store and driving your car. It basically takes a you are here snapshot. Like, think of like a mall directory. You know those big mall directories, and it's got the star in the center that says you are here, and you know you want to go to Macy's, and you look at the map to figure out where you want to go, it kind of does that for your mind. But the neat thing about it is you actually train your subconscious to start doing it for you. So it's not that much work, which I don't know about you, Babette, but I know if I can find something that's easy, I am all for it.
I am completely with you, Meg. Absolutely. Who doesn't want to make their life a little easier and move us in the right direction? Excellent information. You mentioned the inner coach and the inner critic whenever you were speaking just a moment ago. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about those?
Okay. We all have those voices in our head that tell us if we can or can't do something. And I'll just take a step back from that. If you really think about it, if you spoke to your friends the way you sometimes speak to yourself, how many friends would you have?
Very good point. Very good point.
So the inner critic is really kind of all the thoughts that you have telling yourself that you can't do something, that you're too old, or you're too tired, or you're too stressed, or you're too overwhelmed, or you don't have the skills to do that. And your inner coach is the opposite. I mean, it's like your coach would say, well, you know, I just got that done. Yay me. I think I can do this. So that's really the two different. It's basically the thoughts that don't support you, we lump into the inner critic, and the thoughts that do support you, we lump into the inner coach. It's just an easier way to keep track of those two camps.
So it's kind of like, you know, that angel on one side, well, on the other side scenario in a way, is it not?
Yes, and, you know, there's a lot of different ways of explaining it. I've heard a Native American parable that's you have two wolves. One that wants you to succeed and be great, and one that wants to tear you down. And the one that wins is the one that you feed. So this is a way And this is a way to feed your inner coach and really, really build yourself up from the inside.
Fantastic. Wonderful information. Now, let me ask you this. Can you share more about the three keys that you can use to shift your mindset?
Yes, and I may not have mentioned them, but there really are the secret energy of your mindset is there's three keys or three stages to shift your mindset. And I'm going to talk about them. The first one is awareness, and I'll go back to the mall directory example. The awareness is where you are. And it's acknowledging that. And in the belief or patterning technique, it actually fits the first two stages, which are a series of statements, of forgiveness statements and permission statements. And I'll go into those in a little bit in an example. The second key is making a choice. We all have choices on how we are, no matter what is going around us. And it's easy to say that when things are great, but it can be a lot more challenging when things are not so great. Wouldn't you agree?
I would completely agree with that statement.
Yeah, so if you think about it, the awareness, you're kind of on the downside, things that are draining you. And so choice is kind of what we call in belief or powering the line. It's like I can stay over here where things are not, where I'm not feeling really good, or I can choose to go to the other side. I can choose a different way. So choice is really that I can stay here or I can move. And then the third key is where do you want to be? And that really is on the mall. I'll go back to the mall directory so you know where you are. You've chosen that you want to go to Macy's. And you look at Mason's and say, okay, that is where I'm going. And so that really is the last three steps in the six-step technique, which are freedom and affirmation and surrender. Those are just what they're called, but they're all just a series of statements. It's
all right.
Really what,
Meg, let me ask you this. You said that a lot of people stay in the one choice versus the other. Mm-hmm. How hard is it for the average person, for our listeners out there, how hard is it for the average person to truly transition from that negative to that positive?
You know, it's like anything. It's like exercising. So if you want to start running a 5K and you've never run, you start by little steps, by stages. So it's something, I'll be really honest, it's a technique I use on myself every day. But it's not work. You know, it's really creating that awareness. So for the average person, and I'll give you, I had my first session, my belief repairing session, before I even started studying this, in April of 2013. It was an hour-long session with actually Suze Casey, who's the developer of this technique. And I left the session, and I felt good. I felt really, really good. But it's like anything, you have to have that consistency. So I started doing some things that she recommended after the session to kind of help keep me going. And most people find that if they use it for one thing, working with a practitioner, it's usually if you do it consistently for a couple of weeks, you really start to notice it. You notice a change within the first hour, but you really start noticing that consistent shift after two or three sessions.
That's a pretty quick result turnaround. That's fantastic. I know a lot of people, you know, we live in an instant gratification type society, so everybody's wanting quick results. And it sounds like, you know, what you're able to give them are definitely some quick results, I'm sure, as long as they apply themselves.
Well, it's like anything. You get out of it what you put into it. And it's also celebrating the small victories. Like if you're training for a 5K, if you can do a mile, to me that's awesome. Like that's celebrating the victories along the way, keeping that end goal in mind.
No doubt. And you and I think can both definitely relate to how it is to train for races and 5Ks, and I know you've done a marathon, so we know all about endurance and training, that's for sure. Can you kind of give us an example? Can we do some type of an example, maybe even with me, on our call today?
Sure. Let's pick something really quick. What's something that maybe has happened in the last couple of days that you kind of maybe didn't go the way you planned, and you'd like to kind of change how things go forward? Maybe how our call went on Monday.
Good point. Technical difficulties. You always have to just kind of fall back and punt and make it happen again. But you know what they say, sometimes the second time is the best time around. So looks like everything's going well today, which is fantastic. So, that overcoming an obstacle, absolutely, whenever things don't go right. I think that's a great one.
Okay, well, let's start. So really the technique is just a series of statements, and it's really easy because it's a repeat after me type thing. And then after each statement, I'll just ask you to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth, and we'll just go from there. So the first stage is forgiveness, and we'll start with this. I forgive myself for believing that I have to stay frustrated with how that obstacle was.
Okay, repeat that one more time for me. That was a long one.
Okay. I forgive myself for believing.
I forgive myself for believing.
That I have to stay frustrated.
That I have to stay frustrated.
With that obstacle.
With that obstacle.
Okay, breathe it in. Breathe it out. And the reason we do breathing is it actually gives your mind a second to process it and also gives your brain cells oxygen to make those new connections. So that's the only reason why we do that. So how are you feeling after that?
I feel good.
Okay. I give myself permission.
I give myself permission.
To see this obstacle.
To see this obstacle.
as an opportunity to do the show even better.
As an opportunity to do the show even better.
Breathe it in. Now, this was the second stage, which is permission. It's kind of peeking around the corner, seeing if maybe there's another way of where you want to be versus where you are. So how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel really good.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts cross your mind while we're doing that?
The next one's always going to be better, and I think our show's going fantastic today.
Okay. Well, and let me just tell you, you just had your inner coach just stepped up and said, let me tell you how awesome this is. So that's awesome. and that's what you find a lot. If something came up that was negative, that would be your inner critic. And that's just kind of a pointer to tell us there's something else that maybe we're ready to kind of, a old belief that we're ready to let go. So you're rocking and rolling. We're going to move into the third stage.
Woohoo! Okay, I'm ready for stage three. Let's go.
Okay, so choice. I can either choose to be frustrated.
I can either choose to be frustrated.
Or I can be excited.
Or I can be excited.
I can't do both.
I can't do both.
So I consciously choose.
So I consciously choose
to be.
To be.
And then you tell me which one you choose.
Excited.
Go for it. Breathe it in.
All right. That feels great.
Okay. So now this is the cool side. So now we're kind of in the things that we're building up your energy. And this is, you know, this works for many different things. So we're going to do the last three stages, which are freedom, affirmation, and surrender. And I'll do as many statements as we need for each one. But then, so we're going to start with freedom. I am free.
I am free.
To feel excited about how this show is going.
To feel excited about how this show is going.
Breathe it in. I enjoy the freedom.
I enjoy the freedom.
Of being excited with this show.
Of being excited.
With this show.
With this show.
It feels exactly like me.
It feels exactly like me.
Breathe it in. Okay. So the next stage is affirmation. And this is a little bit different than how most people know about it. Think of affirmation as finding evidence where you felt that way in the past, and it doesn't even have to be connected to what we're repatterning, which is, you know, the technical difficulties. So
okay.
What's the time where you felt really excited?
What's the time I felt really excited?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I became a parent 9 years ago, I was extremely excited.
Okay. So this is what we're doing is actually giving your mind something to tag on to. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to bring this excitement from this experience over here to the one I'm in right now. And this is kind of how we learn. We learn by connecting things that are, you know, past experiences. And this is the kind of cool part with repatterning. So we're going to do an affirmation statement.
All right.
I know what it feels like.
I know what it feels like.
To feel really excited.
To feel really excited.
I experienced it when.
I experienced it when.
I became a parent 9 years ago.
When I became a parent 9 years ago.
And I bring that excitement into this situation.
And I bring that excitement into this situation.
Okay, breathe it in. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel really good. And you know something I'm noticing about my facial expression?
Mm-hmm.
Is my eyebrows are up further than they were whenever we started this.
Yeah, it's really funny with repatterning. It works not just on your mind, but it kind of works mind, body, and soul. You know, you can repattern things that are going on with your body. You can repattern things that are going on with your mind. But they're all connected. So that's really good because raised eyebrows are usually people are excited. So your body is reflecting that.
Fantastic. You did an awesome job.
That's fantastic.
Well,
we've got one more statement
for us to have. Okay. Let's go with that last statement.
This is where you just move into it fully. So I embrace the feeling of excitement in my day.
I embrace the feeling of excitement in my day.
And let's breathe it in. And that's it.
That's fantastic. I tell you what, the rest of my day, all of my appointments and everything that I've got, those people better look out. I'm excited. I feel good. This has been a fantastic opportunity to give our listeners an example of exactly what you do and, mm-hmm. and how you do it. And, you know, I mean, my gosh, you're great. And you and I have known each other for years. I've watched you go through this whole process. So I'm really excited for you and your practice and all the people's lives that you're going to touch with what you do. Speaking of which, I want to give you an opportunity right now to tell people how they can get in touch with you, Meg. How can they contact you? They've got a snippet of what, you know, you do in your practice. Now, tell them how they can reach out to you directly.
Okay, well, there are really two easy ways to do that. The first I'll actually tell you is to go on Facebook. And my page is Mariposa, MARIPOSA Transformations. And you can check out all my contact information on there, including how to schedule an appointment. You can also email me at MariposaTransformations@gmail.com, or you can call me at 704-628-4036.
And, Meg, let me ask you this again for our listeners. If they aren't in your local area, you can do this through, I assume, telephone, Skype. There's infinite possibilities. Is that correct on how that you can work with our listeners?
Absolutely. And I'll tell the listeners, I've actually worked with people in Dubai and in Canada. So I live in North Carolina. I do my entire practice by Skype or phone. So it does not matter where you live. I just need to hear your voice. For the listeners today or anyone who listens to the program, if they mention infinite possibilities, you will get a 15% off gift off a session.
Fantastic. Thank you for giving that to our listeners today. I really appreciate that. Well, Meg, it's been an absolute delight having you on the show today. I think it went fantastic. Thanks to your repatterning as well and working through that with us and giving our listeners an opportunity to understand more about what you do and the mindset, the secret energy of your mindset and how it can be changed. I want to also say to our listeners today, if you will be in the Charlotte area within the next month, please consider attending one of these upcoming Every Woman Can Be events. Join us for our next luncheon. It will be held Thursday, April the 16th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at Maggiano's in South Park, Our keynote speaker for April's luncheon will be Lisa Woody, owner of Homemade Fresh. Lisa will be sharing a subject we all need to learn more about. You are what you eat, fueling up on real food for real energy. And then on Wednesday, April 22nd, join us for the Coffee Connection. From 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., we actually have two locations that you can visit now in the Charlotte and surrounding area. One is at Another Broken Egg in South Park, or visit our Fort Mill location at Bistro 16. And we are extremely excited to offer you our first Every Woman Can Be spring seminar entitled Map Your Way to Success on Friday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. again at Maggiana's South Park. This seminar is geared to keep your business on the right track and learn valuable educational information from three dynamic speakers focusing on communication, social media, and sales. We are also excited to announce that our keynote speaker for this seminar will be one of Charlotte's most popular media personalities, Barbara McKay. Visit our website at www.everywomancanbe.com to register for these events and more. Early registration pricing ends April the 3rd, so if you're interested, get on there, save some money, and secure that seat. We've already had a huge interest, and we actually just officially announced this seminar last Thursday at our luncheon. Also, if you're interested in having an Every Woman Can Be in your area, and you're one of our listeners, reach out to me personally at Babette, and that is B-A-B-E-T-T-E, at everywomancanbe.com. We're expanding, growing our organization, and we'd love to be in a city near you. Join me for our next broadcast on Monday, April 27th, 12 noon, as I talk with the growth coach, James Pagano, on the entrepreneurial mind shift. I would like to thank our listeners for taking time out of your schedule to join us on this first Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast. In all you do today and always, lead with passion and purpose, because you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Thank you and have a great day.